The Wandering of Oisin by W.B. Yeats continued. The wailing grew distant. I rode by the woods of the wrinkling bark, wherever is murmurous dropping, old silence and that one sound, for no live creatures live there, no weasels move in the dark, in a reverie forgetful of all things over the bubbling ground. And I rode by the plains of the sea's edge, where all is barren and grey sand on the green of the grasses, and over the dripping trees, dripping and doubling landward, as though they would hasten away like an army of old men longing for rest from the moan of the seas. And the winds made the sands on the sea's edge turning and turning go, as my mind made the names of the Fenians. Far from the hazel and oak, I rode away on the surges, where high in the saddle bow fled foam underneath me, and round me a wandering and milky smoke. Long fled the foam flakes around me, the winds fled out of the vast, snatching the bird in secret, nor knew I, embosomed apart, when they froze the cloth on my body like armour riveted fast, for remembrance, lifting her leanness, keened in the gates of my heart, till fattening the winds of the morning, an odour of new mown hay came, and my forehead fell low, and my tears like berries fell down. Later a sound came, half lost in the sound of a shore far away from the great grass barnacle calling, and later the shore weeds brown. If I were as I once was, the strong hooves crushing the sand and the shells, coming out of the sea as the dawn comes, a chaunt of love on my lips, not coughing, my head on my knees, and praying, and wroth with the bells, I would leave no saint's head on his body, from Rachlin to bearer of the ships. Making way for the kindling surges, I rode on a bridal path, much wondering to see upon all hands of wattles and woodwork made your bell-mounted churches, and guardless the sacred cairn and the rath, and a small and feeble populace, stooping with mattock and spade, or weeding or ploughing with faces shining with much toil wet, while in this place and that place with bodies unglorious their chieftains stood, awaiting in patience the straw death, croziered one, caught in your net, went the laughter of scorn from my mouth like the roaring of wind in a wood. And because I went by them so huge and so speedy with eyes so bright, came after the hard gaze of youth, or an old man lifted his head, and I rode, and I rode, and I cried out, the Fenians hunt wolves in the night, so sleep thee by daytime, a voice cried, the Fenians a long time are dead. A white beard stood hushed in the pathway, the flesh of his face as dried grass, and in folds round his eyes and his mouth, he sad as a child without milk. And the dreams of the islands were gone, and I knew how men sorrow and pass, and their hound and their horse and their love and their eyes that glimmer like silk. And wrapping my face in my hair, I murmured, in old age they ceased, and my tears were larger than berries, and I murmured, where white clouds lie spread on Crevro or broad Knockfeffin, with many of old they feast on the floors of the gods. He cried, no, the gods a long time are dead. And lonely and longing for Niamh, I shivered and turned me about, the heart in me longing to leap like a grasshopper into her heart. I turned and rowed to the westward and followed the sea's old shout till I saw where Maeve lies sleeping, till starlight and midnight part. And there at the foot of the mountain, two carried a sack full of sand. They bore it with staggering and sweating, but fell with their burden at length, leaning down from the gem-studded saddle. I flung it 5 yards with my hand, with a sob for men waxing so weakly, a sob for the Fenian's old strength. The rest you have heard of, O crosiered man, how, when divided the girth, I fell on the path, and the horse went away like a summer fly, and my years 300 fell on me, and I rose and walked on the earth, a creeping old man, full of sleep, with the spittle on his beard never dry. How the men of the sand sack showed me a church with its belfry in air, sorry place, where for swing of the war axe in my dim eyes the crozier gleams, what place of Cuilta and Conon and Bran, Scolon and Liomer? Speak, you too are old with your memories, an old man surrounded with dreams.